This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Afghanistan's presidential polls have closed amid fears that accusations of fraud and misconduct could overwhelm the election results. We get more from AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
An upsurge in violence in the run-up to the elections following the collapse of US Taliban talks to end America's longest war had already rattled Afghanistan. Yet many voters expressed frustration over government corruption and chaos at polling stations, such as incomplete voters' lists and unworkable biometric ID systems. Reports of violence emerged from southern Afghanistan, the former spiritual heartland of the Taliban. A bomb attack on a local mosque where a polling station was located wounded 15 people. Elections in Afghanistan are notoriously flawed. In the last presidential polls in 2014, allegations of widespread corruption were so massive that the United States intervened. No winner was declared, and the U.S. cobbled together a unity government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Hong Kong police used water cannon and pepper spray to disperse protesters gathered outside the Legislative Council building in the Admiralty area on Saturday night. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Police fired water cannon and pepper spray at protesters in Hong Kong on Saturday night as demonstrators threw rocks and blocked a key road next to a rally near the local headquarters of China's People's Liberation Army. Saturday marked 5 years since the student-led umbrella protests which gripped Hong Kong for 79 days. To mark the anniversary, thousands of Hong Kongers gathered peacefully in Tamar Park early Saturday in front of the central government offices and the Legislative Council. A series of protests are planned ahead of the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic on Tuesday.
That's Emmer McCarthy of Reuters reporting. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's former president Robert Mugabe was buried Saturday at a low-key event in his rural village. As Columbus Mavunga reports, the site was chosen after the 95-year-old former leader's family refused to have him buried at the National Shrine in Harare because he had been ridiculed.
Christo, Christo, Christo.
A Roman Catholic Mass was held Saturday afternoon at the home of former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe, about 100 kilometers southwest of Harare, before his burial. Only family members were allowed to witness the actual burial, which took place at his home just before sunset. Mugabe died in Singapore after a long illness, which his successor, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, later said was cancer. After his nearly 40 years in power, Mugabe was ousted by the army in 2017 and replaced by his ally of over 50 years, President Mnangagwa. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Zvimba, Zimbabwe.
Syria says it reserves the right to take action if the United States and Turkey don't withdraw their foreign forces immediately. We get details from AP's Julie Walker.
Addressing the UN General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S. backed Kurdish groups, and rebels still hold part of the northwest. I'm Julie Walker.
The British-flagged oil tanker seized by Iran in July has docked in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. The Stena Impero, which had been held off Bandar Abbas for more than 2 months, started moving out of the Iranian port Friday and reached the coast off Dubai early Saturday. The ship's owner says the crew will disembark in Dubai for medical treatment and to spend some time with their families. Iran had seized the Stena Impero after British authorities detained an Iranian tanker in Gibraltar on suspicion it was breaking international sanctions by taking oil to Syria. That Iranian tanker was later released when Tehran promised that it would not go to Syria, but the Iranian ship later sat off the Syrian coast, angering Britain. And a judge on Friday blocked new Trump administration rules that would have enabled the government to keep immigrant children in detention facilities with their parents indefinitely. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.